ואז בעל מוצר, צ'ארי צ'שם רב אומר הבעיה לא נעימה לו הבעיה שיש, what do I know that we make this gzera that הבעיה שיש that a carmelist that we're afraid that you'll take from Rishus Rabim and bring it in to the carmelist or vice versa, so you can't drink without your whole body being in the Rishus HaRabim. You can't drink from a Rishus HaRabim into a carmelist either, even though if you do it, it's only this is the Rabbanan, it's not considered for whatever reason a gzera or gzera, because it says v'chein begas v'ashi v'chein begas v'hai gas mahi. Right, so the same halacha that applies from drinking from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid applies to a gas too. The high gas, as Rashi says, what's the raya? The high gas mayi. I Rishus HaYochid bekomer dolo yamad Rishus HaRabim v'yoshid tzavar ol begas v'yito kli v'yishter atom le'resha. If the gas is Rishus HaYochid, then it's the exact same case as the resha. You shouldn't stand in Rishus HaYochid and drink in Rishus HaRabim. Elalav the gas carmelis, gonchein or gavoy yud, must be that it's talking about a gas that's a carmelis. It's not 10 tvachim high, it's 4 tvachim wide, and even in a gas, it's asher. So Abaye says, raya to me, that's not only asher from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, it's asher from Rishus HaYochid to a carmelis also. Rav Amar, Rava who says by a carmelis it's mutter, because it's a gzera l'gzera, l'inyan maisit, that the gas has nothing to do with Hilchas Shabbos. The chein begas means the same halacha that we said, that you can't drink from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The same halacha applies to maiser by a gas. The chein or Rav Sheshes, the chein begas l'inyan maiser. What's the halacha? Disnan, shosim al gas, bein b'chamin, bein b'tzonan, u'pater. That if you drink wine in the wine press, whether it's with hot water or cold water, you're still pater from Meiser, Divrei Rav Meir. Because it's considered, halacha is that as long as the malacha on the wine hasn't been finished yet, it's still in the process of being made. So you're allowed to eat from the tevel, achilas aroi, temporary meal. If you need a kavua meal. So if you're eating in the gas, that's considered a temporary meal, whether you're mixing the wine with cold water or with hot water. It doesn't make a difference. Rav Elazar bar Tzadik mechayev. Rav Elazar bar Tzadik says, either way, you're chayev to take off trumas and maisus before you drink the wine. It's all considered kavua. The Chachamim omrim, alachayim, alachamim chayev, if you're mixing the wine with warm water, then you're chayev. I'll see one second why. Well, that's shonen potter. If you're mixing the wine with cold water, then you're potter. From Trumas and Maisris, because it's still considered aroi, but Nesha Mazer is hamoser. Because you could, whatever you don't drink, you pour back into the wine press and into the gas. So it's considered only aroi. But if it's hot water, it'll spoil the wine if you pour hot water back into the wine press. So therefore you can't put back what's left over. That's considered kavua. Rashi. Shosin alagas, omid alagas, the shosin. You're allowed to stand on the wine press itself and drink. The chosman shot seal the chutz, lavshdias kevay. As long as you didn't take the wine outside of the wine press, it's not considered achilas kevay. We potter min a meiser, and there, and your potter for meiser, as long as you eat achilas haroi before nidmar malachto, you're allowed to do that, or before rav rias pnei abayis, either one of the two, either before the thing has been finished, or before it, what's it called, came into the house. So halacha is that you're allowed to eat achilas haroi from tevel till that point. So if you drink wine, the gas itself, that's considered achilas aroi. Ben Shemashko v'chamin, Ben Shemashko v'tzav. It doesn't make a difference if you diluted the wine with hot water or cold water. That's what Rav Meir says. Mechayiv, and Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadik is mechayiv in either case. V'meziga, Shemashko v'mayim, mashle keva. Once you diluted the wine and made it drinkable, that already, no matter what kind of water you diluted it with, it makes it achilas keva. Alachamin chayiv, and the chachamim hold makes a difference. Dein roi lachser amosish makalkal ayayim. If you dilute it with warm water, you can't pour the wine back into the gas because it'll ruin the other wine, the warm water. So you intended to drink it all up, not to pour any back. That's called achilas keva. Umashvila mezigas keva. Aber mezigas sonam. But if you dilute it with cold water, then you can always pour back some. So therefore, you intend to just have a taste. Whatever you didn't drink, you pour back. Whatever you drink is only aroy. And the Mishnah says the chen begas goes according to the mayor. Uktani lo yamar al gabi karka the yishta begas below atloshes meiser elim ten yichnis rosh aruba begas. The mayor holds that if you drink totally in the gas, it's always considered achilas aroy. So he would say that's only if you're standing totally in the gas, rosh aruba. But if your body is outside the gas and your head is inside the gas, we're afraid that you'll end up taking from the gas outside and drink it outside, and then it's achilas keva. Once it's outside of the gas, it's considered achilas keva. So the same halacha that applies by Shabbos, that you can't drink in Rishus HaYochid if you're standing in Rishus HaRabim, unless Rosh HaVerubo is in the Rishus HaYochid. Same thing by a gas, you can't drink without Meiser unless your head and most of your body is by the gas. Okay. Okay, the setup is like this. There was a maschila, is what's it called, is the gutter around the roof, the rain gutter that captures the rainwater, and then it sends it down the drain pipe. That's called the maschila. That's called the tzinor. So the maschila goes around the roof and is parallel to the roof. It's samud. It's connected to the roof. And the drain pipe goes down vertically. The water that's collected from the roof into the maschila goes down the drain pipe down to the ground. So you're allowed to catch water from the maschila, right, as long as it's less than 10 tefachim high, place where you're catching. And when at Sinor, from the drain pipe, you're allowed to do whatever. We'll see the Gemara is going to discuss what that means. We come up home and drink the water. They drank the rainwater. Rashi, kol eit adam min ha-maschila l'matam mi yasor ha-tzvachim. Dagim shalohem chalokim hayu. Their roofs were straight, smooth roofs. The tzvachim b'tit, they used to, make the roof smoothed out with cement. Merzavim ketanim harbe hayu lagad lahotzi amayim. In order the water should drain off the roof, since the roof was flat, so they had gutters. Yeah, that's okay. Gutters that would drain the rain off the roof. Lahotzi amayim. The notion lamata mehem daf. So the marzavim were on a slant. They would take the rain and deposit it into this, what's it called, maschila, which surrounded the roof, which was a rain gutter. The mile of that was that if you let all these marzavim, what's it called, directly deposit the water beneath, the whole roof would be dripping on the sides, and you couldn't do anything under the roof on any side. So what they did is they put a gutter around the roof, all of the slanted gutters that drain the water off the roof were going to this one big gutter, and that one big gutter had no outlet except in one place. The tzinor. That was the drain pipe. So all the water from the roof would drain into the maschila, and from there go into the tzinor and be deposited in one place. So the rest of the place wasn't dripping. Shlo yazik v'shakosu. This way it wouldn't damage the wall when it dripped on the wall. The only don of Rishus HaRabim. So now the halacha is, you can stand in Rishus HaRabim, the kolate bekli. You want to catch the rainwater so you can drink it. L'malam yasor tfachim min hamayim hayor demin ha'shchila. And you can, less than 10 tfachim, height, catch water that's coming off the roof. The kolate davka this way, where you catch it in the air. Kilmatharish b'gmara. Avalo yitzarif pivo kli l'mashchila. But you can't put the kli directly next to the gutter. Shubapar your mouth, shubapachas mishlosha somach legad, which is within three tefachim of the gad. The afal pishu lamata miasara, even though he's standing less than 10 tefachim high, my timer. The hoyel mutelis laorech hakosu ubesod gimel legad danya legad. Because what you're doing now is, if you'll take it directly from the drain pipe is shambul to the God. It's within three tachim. So it's considered like Rishus HaYochid. So you're taking directly from the water in Rishus HaYochid and bringing it into Rishus HaRabim. That you can't do. But if the water already dripped off the Rishus HaYochid and it's in the air, and as long as you're now less than 10 tefachim high, you can catch it. And when you catch it, you're catching it in Rishus HaRabim, and you're standing in Rishus HaRabim, and you're not moving it anywhere. There's no problem. You're catching water that came from Rishus HaYochid, but it's now in Rishus HaRabim. That's no problem. V'chein atzinu mikom, min atzinu mikom makom, klomar, bein kolet, bein metzaret. However, on the drain pipe, you can catch the water either from far away, or you can put your mouth or the kli directly up to the end of the drain pipe and catch the water. Why? The tzinor is long. It's not continuous with the roof. It starts at the top of the roof and it goes down. And the tzinor is always in the Rishus HaRabim, the end of the tzinor. The lech l'mein l'lovud. Since the opening to the tzinor is within 10 tefachim of the ground of the Rishus HaRabim, let the isur, there's no isur. You're catching something, you're putting your mouth on something that's in Rishus HaRabim, and you're Rishus HaRabim. Talking where the tzinor is not 4 tefachim wide. And we don't make a gzera that we're afraid if it's not 4 tefachim wide to the case where it would be. Because even if the tzinor was 4 tefachim wide, it wouldn't be anything more than a karmelis. The loka of the hashara is not 10 tefachim high. That's why it had to say the maschila is talking where it's less than 10 tefachim from the ground. Because really, for that location, the maschila doesn't make a difference where you're standing. Because one of shach, if it's higher than 10 tefachim, it's a makom tur. If it's less than 10 tefachim, it's a shusarabit. Either way, you can catch the rainwater coming off the roof, right, if you're at less than 10 tefachim or higher than 10 tefachim. But if you're catching the rainwater that's in the pipe, and the pipe itself is a karmelis, then that's only if it's less than 10 tefachim. But if the pipe is higher than 10 tefachim, then it's a real Rishus HaYochid. If it's 4 tefachim, then it's what's it called Rishus HaYochid. Then you can't, catch from that, and you're in Rishus HaRabim, because you're bringing from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The Ila Malami Asara Lo Mishtri Tziru Katsinur. Tziru Atu Tziner Shem Lepiv Arba. Because even if the tziner doesn't have 4 tefachim wide, but if it's 10 tefachim high, then we're afraid that if it would be 4 tefachim wide, it'd be a real Rishus HaYochid. And then if you put your mouth on that spot and brought it into Rishus HaRabim, you're over carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So come back to Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. I've a plita, a feel of the malam, I saw in my mystery, the aviru, welcome to it. But if you're catching it in mid-air, it doesn't make a difference if it's higher than 10 tefachim or less than 10 tefachim, it's all a makom tur. This 10 tefachim above Rishus HaRabim is a makom tur. So the gabi, the maskila, it really doesn't make a difference if it's higher than 10 tefachim or less. But the gabi, the tzinor, there it makes a difference if the tzinor is higher than 10 tefachim, then it's Rishus HaYochid, if it would have arba tefachim. If it's less than 10 tefachim, then even if it has arba tefachim, it's only a karmelis. Okay. So Gemara, the Mayaskina, how is this pipe system talking about? Elaim of the smucha, I don't get it, before this Gemara. Collate in, avamitzarif lo. You can catch it in midair, but you can't put your mouth or the kli directly on the end of the maschila. My timer. Rav Nachman, Hachal Maschila, Pachas Migimel Shlomach Legagaskina. We're talking about a Maschila that's within three Tvachim of the Gag. They're called Pachas Migimel Shlomach Legagagagami. And therefore it has a din of Rishus HaYochid. Even though each dimensions itself isn't Rishus HaYochid, it's buckled to the Rishus HaYochid. And it becomes a Hurei Rishus HaYochid, right? Tanya Nami Hachid, only the other Rishus HaYochid. Umagbiya Yadalamala me asoratzbachim, Lapachos Mishlosha, Samach Lagag, the Kolay. Uvilvad Shlo Yitzari. Rabbi Yehuda Price, it says the same thing. You can stand, Pasha said, she say over here, Rishus HaRabim. Yatir the Tikkun, Rishus HaRabim, right. It's a mistake. Person can stand in Rishus HaRabim, pick his hand up higher than 10 tzbachim, less than 3 tzvachim from the Gag, which is now Rishus HaYochid, and collate and catch the water as it falls off the roof, right? As long as you don't put your mouth or the kli directly on the pipe. Because if you put it directly on the pipe, then you're taking from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. If you catch it in midair, then you're taking from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim. Either from Makom Ptur, if it's higher than 10 tzvachim, or from a what's it called, from the Rishus HaRabim itself. So wherever the water is, higher than 10 tefachim, or less than 10 tefachim, it's okay. But if you put your kli directly on the pipe, then you're taking directly from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. Tanya Ida, another braisa, says the same thing. Lo yamid adam Rishus HaYochid. Here it doesn't say the clear thing. It should also say Rishus HaRabim.
There it says, what? I'm that person could do it.
Person on the roof. Same thing. You can catch it in midair, but you can't, what's it called, put your mouth or the kli directly on the pipe. Zirashi. Mitzarif pivo chavis lemaschila. You can't put your mouth or the barrel directly connected to the maschila. Avi kishoy mimena. That's like you're drawing water directly from the pipe, not catching it as it falls. Tanya nami hachi the pachas migimbo somach legad kigad dami. Then anything within three tefachim of the roof is considered part of the Rishus HaYochid. Ba mitzarif misham to mitzarif the god. And if you take the water from there, you're taking it directly from the Rishus HaYochid. All Meiron Rishus HaYochid, Don Bedad, can stand on the roof. The Kolik Min Ha'avir, Mayim Shiyarid Yaridim Mikag, Oshel Chadeiro, Avalo Yitzar. That's what Rashi learns. That's what there's other Rishonim who learn that it's talking Rishus HaRabim. That's the Rabbi Mechanano, look at Tostas. Kach Bir Sesara, Lo Yamad On Rishus HaRabim, the Agbiya Yod of the Matam Yod. The Rabbeinu Hananel and Tosis also learns that it's talking about the case that we have in the Mishnah. You're in Rishus HaRabim, you're trying to take water that's coming off the roof from Rishus HaYochid. Rashi learns that it's talking where you're on the roof and you want to take water from the next roof. It's talking about Eruvei Chatzeros, where you're taking from one roof to the other roof. And even according to a mayor, that all the roofs, or Shimon, all the roofs are the same, we said that he's gozer if one roof is higher than the other one. So it's talking of a case where you're taking from the other guy's roof, you can't bring into your roof. But if it's not from his roof, it's from the air, then it's okay. ומשניש אינו משמעתי דרך יגר שינה מן הצינה ומקום מקום לא גר שינה מקום מקום בלא ועד נד ומקום מקום למשרי צירוף to tell me that צירוף is also okay אלא ומקום מקום כלומר מקום מקום המקלח קולי wherever it's dripping that you could do but you can't be מצארי even by the צינה ומצאשי בתוספתא דצירוף מותר בצינה למטה מהסורת that I found Tosefta that no, it means Uvitsino Mikom Makom means whatever you do by Itsino is okay. Doesn't make a difference if you catch it falling in midair or you put your mouth right directly up to the pipe. Why? The old Hadikom or Tana in Yesh Bitsino Arba Asr Ahekakoi. Right, but it says that if the Tsino is four fucking wide, then it's Asr, which case is it going on? If it's going on Klita, that you're catching it in midair, what difference does it make? What the dimension of the tzinor are? You're not taking it directly from the tzinor. You're taking it from midair. My Meshusika. It's all in Meshusarabit. The Iyat Siruf must be Sanami Asir. And if it's going on Siruf, according to this Girus that we said before, the Mishnah also says Siruf is Asir by the tzinor. I feel like Shane Boarbo, even if it's not Arbo. אני שמעתי את התירוץ של המשניס אינו מיקוי. דהוקים לבפוחש מגימה לגד. Right, it's talking only where it's within three tochim of the God. Within three tochim of the God, you can only be kole, you can't be mitzari. But if it's not within three tochim of the God, then there's no reason in the world why you can't put your mouth on the thing and take it out. The ain't Derek Lush and Tanuk King, Lomer Tana, a Terut Samaroyim, Shalohuska Remission. Right, that they should say a Tana on something that the Amaroyim said, as I mentioned the Mishnah, it's not Lush and Tanoyim. El Ahachi Garcina. So I said, therefore the gears should be the following. Umen Hatsinur Mikomakom. Masnisini. Right, that's what the Mishnah says. Well, Matami Asorakoi. It's talking where the Tsinur is less than 10 Tvachim high. Right, in the Nela, even if it's four tefachim wide, it's going to be a carmelist. The low sefer the brisa, it's not the sefer the brisa, it's the Mishnah, and it's quoting this Mishnah. Okay. Tana, im yesh betzinur, arba, barocha, vasar lecharek, the apal gav, to the matam, yasura havi, beloved, no mileka, afilu hachi carmelist, mi havi. It's a carmelist, if it's four tefachim wide. Umatat mi carmelist, yeshusha rabbi. And you're carrying directly from a carmelist into yeshusha rabbi. Okay, next mission. You have a boar that's in Rishus Harabim. The boar itself is Rishus Hayachid. And the boar has a wall on top of it that's also 10 Tvachim high. That's what you think now, at least. And you have a window that opens into the board, or into the wall of the board. So you're allowed to fill up from that board into your window on Shabbos. So you don't check it out, stop. Ashba b'shus haradim. Gavo asor tefachim. You have a garbage heap that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide in the b'shus haradim, so it's a b'shus hayachid. Chalom shalgav of shokin the tochamayim b'shabbos. So if you have a window that's over that garbage heap, and you're taking from your house reshus hayochid through the window to the garbage heap, it's reshus hayochid to reshus hayochid, no problem. Or from the bore, you can draw water from the bore. The bore is reshus hayochid. You're taking directly into your house from reshus hayochid to reshus hayochid, no problem. Okay, so Rashi, no Rashi. The Mayaskina, how's this boar talking about? Ilema bismucha lomili chul yuyud. If the boar is directly under the window, then why do you need a wall that's 10 tefachim high? The boar is reshus hayachid. The air above the boar is reshus hayachid. Your window is reshus hayachid. You're taking directly from reshus hayachid into your reshus hayachid. What's the problem? So why do you need a wall that's 10 tefachim high? It's talking where it's four tefachim away from the wall, the board. The time of the Ika Chul Yasor. Therefore, since there's a wall 10 tefachim high, right? Then what's it called? You're allowed to take from the what's it called, the wall, which is a makom p'tur, into your window, because then you're taking from a shusha yachid to a makom p'tur into another shusha yachid. But if there wouldn't be a wall there, then you'd have to move it four amos in Rishus HaRabim. So you're taking from Rishus HaYachid through Rishus HaRabim, higher than 10 Tefachim, because you're getting into your window, into Rishus HaYachid. So that's what you called Asur. Then Metzaltim, if there's a whole Lekach Hulya, there wouldn't be a wall, it's 10 Tefachim high. So you'd be taking from the bore to the wall, to the window, but you'd be taking from the bore directly to the window. But if you're going four Tefachim in Rishus HaRabim, what's it called? Then you'll be taking from a Talkim Rishus HaYoch Rishus HaYochid Derek Rishus HaRabim. And that's also Rashi. Inemash Bismucha Shabor Smucha Lakoso Besoch Arba Tefachim. If the bore is next to the wall of your house, within four Tefachim, then what's the problem? You can take directly from the bore into your window. Why do you need a wall 10 tefachim high, right, under your window, around the bore? Bore gufei rishus hayachid, v'amuk asor. The bore is normally rishus hayachid. It's 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide. So why can't you take from the bore, which is rishus hayachid, and bring it directly into your window? What's the problem? V'ari ein rishus harabim, matzek es bein asayim. There's no rishus harabim over here. That's matzek. And the arba amos between the bore, with arba tzvachim, less than arba tzvachim, between the bore and the wall of the house, because you don't dig boros within three tzvachim of the wall, is not rishus harabim, because nobody can go there. It's not even sidei rishus harabim. It's a small little space between the bore and the house. That's not rishus harabim. So there's no problem. You're taking from rishus hayachid directly into rishus hayachid. The time of Dika Kulya Soros, when it says no, it's talking with a boar, is more than four tefachim away from the wall. And that's why you need a wall that's 10 tefachim high between the boar and your window. The Lomati Gleeva Shusarab, in order that the Glee shouldn't go into Shusarab. Okay, let's go on. So that's one shot. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Afilu Tema Bishmucha. It's talking where it's right next to it. And still, you need the wall. Why? Hakamash Malan, the boar, the Kulyasom is Stav Masar. It's not talking where the boar is Rishus HaYochid itself. The boar is only 5 Tvachim deep. And now you have a wall that's mashlin the 10 Tvachim of the boar with the wall. The wall now is 5 Tvachim high. So together, the wall and the depth of the boar are Mitzarek to make it 10 tefachim, and then you can carry from the boar into your window. If not, then it's not a rishus hayachid, it's a karmelus. No, that's also Rashi. Hokamash malon masnisim latkid asokadaitach to have a chulya asor levad mibor. It's not talking where the wall of the boar is 10 tefachim high by itself. Elohaki komer bor b'shus harabim the chulyas osavi tzivav the sach hakol gavo ayud mikarkoi sabor. Then it's b'shus hayochid umimala mimenu l'chalom. If you have a bor with a wall around it and the total height from the bottom of the bor till the top of the wall is 10 tefachim, then you can fill. But if it's not like that, then you can't. Ashba b'shus harabim Ashpa, aren't we afraid that the ashpa will be taken away and it will be less than 10 tefachim, and then you'll be taking from Rishus HaRabim or from a Karmelis into Rishus HaYochid? V'harovin baravad omer Rabbi Yitzchak ma'isa b'movi echad shetzido echad kol aliyah. There was a mavui which one end of the mavui ended, opened into the yam, the tzido echad kol al ashpa, and the other side opened into an ashpa. So it had two machitzas, one made by the ashpa, one made by the yam. Ubo maisha lefnei Rebbe, v'lo amr bo lo isra v'lo heter. And Rebbe wouldn't be matarit or asherit. Heter lo amr bo d'chashini shemitinot lo ashpa v'yala hayam sirt. But since the machitzas were such vulnerable machitzas, the two machitzas on the sides of the mavui, one was an ashpa that they maybe take away the garbage. And then you won't have a machitza there, and it'll be porridge to Rishus HaRabim. The other side was the yam. So the yam was also a mechitza. But if the yam had a sandbar, then there wouldn't be 10 tefachim, there wouldn't be a mechitza anymore. So the yam sometimes has sandbars. The earth underneath the yam collects, and the yam's not 10 tefachim deep then, in that place. And the garbage dump is taken away. So you didn't want to be moderate, because the mechitzas were very vulnerable. Right now, there were two mechitzas, it was mutter. She didn't want to asher it. So we see we're afraid that the garbage dump will be taken away. When are we afraid a garbage dump will be taken away when it belongs to a yachid? But a garbage dump of a rabbin, it's not going to be, it's too big, too much garbage being thrown in by a lot of people for it to be taken away to be less than 10 tefachim. Rashi. The ashpa is a yachid. Because the ashpa is a yachid. It's 4 tefachim wide and it's 10 tefachim high. In the Rishus HaRabbi. When it says, Malok HaShinim, Shem HaTinot HaLashpa, the Tamar HaPachas Me'asara. And then it'll be less than 10 Tvachim high. The Asi L'Mishrei Be'inami Kimikara. And people will still be muttering. And it won't be mutter anymore. Because either it'll be a Carmelist, or it'll be Rishus HaRabbi, if it gets down to within 3 Tvachim. When it says, Mamogwi, and we see that we're afraid that the ashpa will be taken away by the case of the Mogwi. Rosho echad pasuach rishus harabim, rosho echad sasu. Ushneit stodav, one side was opened up to rishus harabim, and one side was closed off completely. The sides, one side was contiguous with the yam, and the other side was contiguous to an ashpa. So the two sides were closed off by a yam and the ashpa. One side was closed, the other side was open to Shusarabin. So it was a mobi that had three sides, one side open to Shusarabin, so it was mutter with a kora or a lechi. But if the two sides, the two parallel sides, were open completely, then it wouldn't be mutter with a kora or a lechi, because it's porous on all sides. So Mara says, the Shneit Stod of Echad Yam, the Gidud of Gavoy Miud, one was the Yam, and the Yam was 10 Tvachim deep, so the Maaser, that was considered a Mechitza. The Echad Ashpa, and the other side was a garbage dump. Ubat in the Chatzeros, Psukim Obitofen Emtsoy. And the middle one, the one that was closed, that's where the houses were. Right? Because otherwise, where were the houses? The houses weren't in the Yam, they weren't in the garbage dump. They weren't in the Shusarabim. So therefore, Rashi says, this Mogwi had to have houses into it, otherwise there was nothing to be marked. The houses were open into the final wall, which was closed, at the back wall. There was a back wall that was closed, there were houses open into that. The side walls was one side a yam, one side a ashpa. And the front was open to the shusharab. Sirton limo. Shemala titlis vaso. It's a sandbar. The what's it called, collects earth, and the yam is gone and there's a sandbar and that destroys the mechitza. The rabbin must nis and bash for the rabbin. The mission that says that we're not afraid that the ash will be taken away is talking about a public garbage dump. Public dark garbage dump doesn't get diminished. A private garbage dump, one day the guy could take his garbage away, but a rabbin, there's always people pouring more garbage. It's going to remain more than 10 tefachim high. Okay. To Mishnah, Elon Shoyamesa Chalharitz, you have a tree that's within three, so the branches of the tree form like a canopy, and they go down within 3 tefachim of the ground, so it's like an umbrella. The branches of the tree form an umbrella over the ground. Imein Nofo Gavomin or Shosha Tefachim, if the branches aren't more than 3 tefachim high off the ground, Metalko and Tachto, you can carry underneath there, that's a real Rishus HaYochid. It's like an umbrella, right, over Rishus HaRav. Shrasha, Gavoyim in Aris, Gimbal Tvachim, if the roots come out of the ground, like the roots of big trees, and they're more than 3 Tvachim high, Lo Yeshiva, and I'll sit on them, because then they have a din of a tree. If they're higher than 3 Tvachim, then they have a din of a tree, and you're allowed to have Mishtamish with a tree on Shabbos. If they're less than 3 Tvachim, then they don't have a din of a tree, they have a din of karka, and you can sit on them, you mishtamish with them. Rashi, Amesa, Shinofo, Notulamatami, called Stodot Sodi. The branches form like a canopy around the ground. Mitzalta and Tachter, Damim and Lovu. We say that it's like it's mamash connected to the ground, it's a canopy, like a little tent. So there's a mechitz of 10 tachim all around, so it's like a little canopy, it's a little, should say, you can carry in there. Shloshim gevoyim sheino anochim emuchim ela baroshim v'holchim emagbim l'tzad chibura. Right? If the shloshim stand up 3 tefachim high, lo yeshiv aleihim, even the gevoyim shlosha keilim chashibim, they're considered a tree, anything higher than 3 tefachim from the ground, they ain't mishtam shembila. You're not allowed to make use of a tree on what's it called on Shabbos.